Greetings and welcome. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. And I'm in the mood to start things off with the artistry of pianist Angela Hewitt. Now, she was born into a musical family. Her father was the cathedral organist in Ottawa, Canada. Began her piano studies very young, at the age of 3, performing in public at the age of 4, and a year later, winning her first scholarship. Wow. During her formative years, she also studied violin, recorder, and classical ballet. And this may be why she writes, and I quote, "When I was a kid, I dreamt of being in a musical because I loved to sing and dance. Perhaps that's why I'm so preoccupied with making the piano do the same." Music is basically song and dance anyway. Well, and dance we shall today with the Violinesca from her disc of Spanish dances. Angela Hewitt and the Villanesca from her disc of Spanish dances. We're going to continue with some of the music by the Czech composer Leos Janáček. Now, he was a musical theorist, folklorist, publicist, and teacher, very much inspired by the Moravian and all Slavic folk music, and also some early influences by contemporaries, none other than Anton Dvorak. Today, we're going to hear a selection from his Glagolitic Mass. It was written later in his life at a rather quick period, in a matter of, get this, 3 weeks. Quite amazing. The work was completed back on the 15th of October in 1926 and premiered on the 5th of December in 1927. Today, a beautiful performance by the Montreal Symphony Choir and Orchestra. This is the Credo.
Ради человек и ради наших спасения.
Well, a little dramatic. That was an excellent performance. The Montreal Symphony Choir and Orchestra, with none other than Charles Dutoit conducting. That was the Credo from Janáček's Glagolitic Mass. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And this next selection is a little more tepid, but it is for all the cat lovers out there. Entitled Songs of the Cat, two great talents got together, Garrison Keillor and Friederike von Stade. They team up to celebrate all that is feline and furry, and I'll say vernickety. Let's take a listen.
Now old Mr. Johnson had a problem by and by. Had an old disgusting cat that didn't want to die. He tried everything he knew to get the cat to take a walk. Even took him up to Canada, tied him to a rock.
But the cat came back the very next day. They thought he was a goner, but the kitty came back, 'cause he wouldn't stay away. Well, he gave a boy a dollar for to set the cat afloat, and he sent him up the river with a sack in a boat. It dropped like the rock a mile from shore, and he saw the tiny bubbles didn't bubble anymore. But the cat came back the very next day. They thought he was a goner, but the kitty came back, 'cause he couldn't stay away.
So we tied that cat to a post by the garage and gave him a two-barrel shotgun barrage. And all that he found when he looked for the pet was a tiny blindfold and a half-smoked cigarette.
But the cat came back the very next day. They thought he was the goner, but the kitty came back, 'cause he wouldn't stay away. He sent him to a lawyer who asked for a commission, then he put that cat through a day of deposition. And hearings and trials, 6 weeks in court, and that cat was extinguished by the legal sport.
But the cat came back the very next day. They thought he was a goner, but the kitty came back, 'cause he wouldn't stay away. So they took that cat, they gave him to the press, and they stood him in the corner and made him undress. The cat stood naked and they covered him with tar and tied his tail to the bumper of a car.
But the cat came back the very next day. They thought he was a goner, but the kitty came back, 'cause he wouldn't stay away. So we took him to the shop where the meat was grown, tossed him in the hopper when the butcher wasn't around. That cat disappeared with a blood-curdling shriek. The town's meat tasted furry for a week. But the cat came back the very next day. They thought he was a goner, but the kitty came back, 'cause he wouldn't stay.
Why don't you work like all the dogs? dogs do.
Why should I work when I get fed by you? Hallelujah, I'm a cat. Hallelujah, cat I am. Hallelujah, make me a salad of crab, shrimp, and clam.
Why don't you catch rats, cockroaches, or mice?
I didn't know you had them. Your home looks so nice. Hallelujah, I'm a cat. Hallelujah, cats we are. Hallelujah, hold the crackers, I'll have caviar.
Why do you make the sofa your nest?
I thought I was welcome. After all, I'm a guest. Hallelujah, I'm a cat. Hallelujah, cat I'm. Hallelujah, as the sardines, I think it's lunchtime.
There once was a union cat who on the table sat at contract talks, and for a box she often used the boss's hat. She wore a union sign when she walked the picket line at the running dogs of the capital system. She arched her back and hissed them. From the shores of Catalina to the halls of Kathmandu, no matter where you wander, you know cats are watching you. Even if you think you're all alone and you've been alone for days, suddenly you turn around and see their calm and steady gaze.
Ever faithful, ever vigilant, in the home and in the yard. In the dead of night when you're asleep, we know cats are standing guard.
Just Like a Cat ends with a bang. Such a lovely recording. Friederike von Stade, joined by Garrison Keillor. And that was a disc, came out quite a time ago, but it's Songs of the Cat. And if you're a cat lover, I think you definitely need to have it in your collection. This is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And it is time. For regular listeners, you know what time it is. I'm speaking of oboe music time. And who better today than Handel? Now, many of his oboe sonatas and concertos were used to entertain the audiences between acts at the opera or parts of an oratorio. So today we're going to sample just one that was used as an intermission piece in the program. A beautiful performance by Paul Goodwin and the St. James Baroque Players. This is Handel's Concerto in B flat.
Thank you.
Beautiful music and lovely performed. That was music by Handel with Paul Goodwin on oboe, joined by the members of the St. James Baroque Players. And that was Handel's Oboe Concerto in B flat. And if you live in Vancouver, you may know that there's something going on right now, and that would be the Vancouver International Film Festival. Lots of great things going on. What always enjoys when I watch a movie is the music. And there is a lovely program, and it's called the Composer Filmmaker Accelerated Showcase. Now, this is coming up on October 7th from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Annex. Now, this is essentially, they took 12 composers and 4 filmmakers and got them together and to create an original score to a picture. And that makes a huge difference for all of you composers out there. And the final compositions are going to be recorded at Brian Adams Warehouse Studios. And you're going to hear them on Saturday, October 7th at 4 p.m. But in the interim, I don't have any of them yet. So we're going to hear something that is just a blast from the past, but music that did make the movie. A stellar film and television composer, Danny Elfman. And this is from Beetlejuice.
Thank you.
It just makes you want to see the movie, doesn't it? That was music, two selections from Danny Elfman. We obviously heard some music from Beetlejuice and also from Nightbreed. And there's lots of stuff going on right now at the Vancouver International Film Festival. You can just check out their website. Once again, I'm going to mention again a great performance with the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra. It's coming up on Saturday, October 7th at 4 p.m. And actually, on the 3rd, a beautiful film, Pianoforte. And that's all about the Chopin piano composition. So, if you're into classical music, it's worthy of a shot. And we're going to hear some more piano music, not by Chopin, but we're going to hear some beautiful music by Beethoven, with none other than Murray Pariah, joined by the Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra. This is the Andante con Moto from Beethoven's Concerto for Piano, number 4.
Thank you.
The Andante con moto from Beethoven's Concerto for Piano No. 4. That was a moving performance by Murray Pariah and the Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra. This is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. I believe we have time for one more selection. So let's end it out on a beautiful note with music by Fauré from his Elegy for Cello and Orchestra. Now, this was written back in 1883 and was originally conceived as a part of an unfinished cello sonata. Unfortunately for the cello and piano, the piece was orchestrated by Fauré back in 1890, and that was at the request of the conductor Eduardo Colon. It has been featured in a lot of films, because we're talking a little bit about films today, including La Vie Moderne back in 2008, and that was by the French director Raymond Depardon. We're going to hear today a lovely performance by Paul Tortelier.
Thank you.
Paul Tortelier, and that was Fauré's Elegy for cello and orchestra. You have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Thanks for joining me. Till next time. And do stay listening now to a phenomenal program. It is hosted by Worku. It's shookshook.fm.